it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
You're welcome back to the programme. This is World Breastfeeding Week. It continues up until the 7th of this month. And I want to discuss that issue now with a member of a local Lalesh League group. The group nationally has been supporting mothers wishing to breastfeed their children. And they have 38 groups nationwide and over 100 accredited leaders. Dee Burke is part of the local Lalesh League here in Ennis, I think it is. Dee, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
Thanks very much for joining us this morning. We'll talk about the local group in a second, but we've discussed the issue, you and I, on air before, breastfeeding, and we've talked about how the numbers of women breastfeeding and numbers of mothers breastfeeding in Ireland is lower than is the case in a lot of other countries. It is something health authorities have tried to tackle. Have their efforts been working, I wonder?
Yes, I think so. In the 6 years that I've been a parent, I think that it's getting easier to ask for help and it's getting easier to find help. I think there are voluntary organisations like Lalesh League coming up in Ireland. The numbers are growing, and I think it's getting easier and easier, especially with social media. It's easier to type in a question now and you find a group near you and you find a phone number and you can ring and ask a question. Even 6 years ago when I was starting out, Facebook wasn't as big as it is now, so there wasn't as many groups and it wasn't as easy. It was, you were waiting, you were having to wait till next month's meeting or whatever. So I think access to information, and as well as that, our healthcare professionals are becoming more aware of the issues. So they're training themselves, and they're, you know, the whole system's slowly changing. Yeah.
Issues is an interesting term. What are the issues in this area? Because let's be blunt, we are told that breast is best, and the medical evidence is there to tell us that breastfeeding is best for a baby. It's also cheaper, you know. In the time when money can be tight for a lot of people, and it certainly is for new parents, that it's not a reason to do it, but you know, it's another bonus. So why are there, to again use your own term, issues?
Well, I think, you know, we're a tribal species, so up to 100 years ago, we had, you know, if I was having problems physically feeding, I could go to my granny, my mother, my sister, my neighbour. They were all physically all around us. I could say, "What did you do when you were feeding?" But in the last 100 years, that has changed, and it's harder for women to do that. And oftentimes, there's a stock response, and it's not to promote breastfeeding. It's usually just a quick, you know, here's a quick fix. Mm. So I think women are going into maternity hospitals with the attitude of, "I'll give it a go," instead of, "I'm going to go and get help." Because a lot of us didn't know, when I was starting out, didn't know where to get help. For example, at the moment, there are two fantastic lactation consultants in Limerick at the moment, and they are covering the whole of the maternity hospital, which is a huge number of women giving birth, and it varies from week to week. So we are filling gaps then in voluntary organisations. That the issues can range from anything from something that could be solved by changing the baby's position when you're feeding. If a mother has, it depends on how a mother has birthed it. So whether it was a vaginal delivery or a C-section, she mightn't be able to feed on one side. It's all down to the individual mother and baby, so it's hard to cover the whole range of issues.
There's no website that you can go onto that'll tell you this is what you need to do, because the solution for one woman is different to the solution to the next and the one after.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Why do you feel so passionately about it that you're a leader in this area, that you're trying to encourage it so much?
Years ago, I worked in a dairies, and I saw what goes on. And I saw the money being spent, and I saw the work and the hours that go into producing formula. And I remember at the time thinking, "God, that's a bit mad," you know. And thought, right, when I'm pregnant, I'll to give it a go. And, you know, my own family, my extended family was all breastfed, so it was the norm for them. And I thought, sure, I'll give this a go. And when I was struggling, League were the ones that really helped me. And I went into many a Lalesh League meeting and bawled my eyes out, because parenting in general is very hard, and it's a huge shock, and you think, this is the most natural thing in the world, why am I physically struggling with this? So for me then, I kind of got so much support in every area of my parenting that I'm good friends with the leaders that were leaders at the time, and I love the vibe of the meetings. It's so calm and it's so non-judgmental, and
so you got much more than just advice then, obviously.
Absolutely, yeah, because, well, that's what, when we're going through our training, one of the first questions they say is, "So you got the information at your first meeting. Why did you come back to the second?" And it's because there's a vibe of support within the meeting. You know, yes, you get the information you went in about and your issue may be resolved, but you come back because there's women there who genuinely care about what you're going through in your parenting journey, and you can see the next woman sitting to you, her baby might be a few months older than yours, and you kind of go, God, maybe I could get to there, and maybe I could have a toddler, and maybe, you know. So even if it's just physically being in the room with women, you're getting that support that you might not have anywhere else in your life.
And did you feel any benefits at home? I mean, the time that you spent with your children when they were so close to you, did that help forge a bond, I wonder?
Absolutely, yeah. And I mean, we live rurally in the country, and I mean, you know, I think it just meant that breastfeeding is a very quick, when you get the hang of it, because it is a skill that you and the baby have to learn. And once you get the hang of it, it's very quick and easy to sit down and go, right, you know, feed and off you go. Because where we live, we have to drive everywhere. So you're in the car a lot. And I mean, it means that in those first few weeks when you're exhausted, if you forget something, it's not the end of the world. But if you forget part of a bottle, you do have to go home and get it. And, you know, I mean, so for us in our very fast-paced life now, in a lot of ways, breastfeeding can be the very quick solution. So.
Okay. It still can be difficult, though.
Absolutely,
it still can.
Yes.
I mean, you wouldn't, if it was as easy as it was, as you'd like it to be, you wouldn't have the Leash League. There'd be
exactly,
no need for it.
Yeah.
So is it for everyone?
It's for anyone that wants to give it a go. There are medical reasons
that's
a woman
fair,
can't,
of course,
and that's fair
yeah.
enough. But if you have made the decision that this is what I want to do, I would say go for it. We have a huge range within La Leash League. We were in Áras an Uachtaráin yesterday. We were very lucky to be there. Sabina Higgins hosted a Latching On morning with groups from all over Ireland, and I was lucky enough to be there representing Ennis. And there are women from all walks of life. You've got very glamorous mammies to you've got, like myself, I'm more comfortable in a hoodie. And you've got mammies from all different walks of life, different. Some work full time outside the home, some are with their children all the time. And breastfeeding. So it encompasses, you know, there's lots of different.
And yet you'll have no doubt women listening to this saying that breastfeeding wasn't for me, and my son or my daughter got an absolutely grand with the bottle. Mm.
Absolutely, yes. And if that's your decision and your choice for you, that's fantastic. We say in League, take what suits you and leave the rest when you come to a meeting, because you might hear opinions that you don't necessarily agree with. And that's the way I feel about parenting in general. You know, if you've made an informed choice to feed your child one way, that's fantastic. But I do believe that parents of who feed their children, regardless of how you do it, need support. And I think, you know, I've heard people saying that I wanted a bottle feed and I was handed a sheet and I was exhausted coming out of the maternity looking at this sheet trying to make a bottle and on how to, you know. So I think everyone needs support, and ideally there would be time to sit down and say, here's how you do this or here's how you do that.
Okay. But so La Leash League in Ennis is continuing, and actually coincidentally you've got an event tomorrow as part of this breastfeeding week, but it may allow you as you're here with us to extend the hand of welcome to somebody out there who might feel like they need help.
Yes, so we're not just for people who need help either. If you're pregnant or you're thinking about nursing, or you're already nursing, or you're nursing an older child, we're all welcome. So La Leash League, it's great to go to it when you're pregnant, because you get to see what's normal with feeding, you know, and what it looks like and what some of the issues could be, and that certain issues can be resolved. And so we're having a coffee morning tomorrow morning in Peckish, the vegan cafe. It's in the Market Square in Ennis, and we're starting at 10 o'clock. So hopefully we'll have a nice gang. It'll be a bit more relaxed than our normal meetings, which are support groups. And we normally meet once a month, second Friday of the month, in the Clare Women's Network in the Clon Road Business Park. And tomorrow morning we're meeting in Peckish, so hopefully it'll be nice and relaxed. And
just finally, a question, I think it's an interesting one coming from Sean. Mm-hmm. Where do you see the dad's role in all of this?
Oh, dad's have a very important role, absolutely. I mean, a mother who's busy and feeding the kids needs a supportive partner, whether it's male or female, that's not, each their own. But dads have a brilliant, you know, dads can bond in so many ways. And I mean, people used to say to me when I was feeding my eldest, oh, she'll never bond with her dad. She's the biggest daddy's girl I ever met. She caught her first pike on Sunday with him out fishing. So, I mean, it couldn't have gone more the other way if we tried. I mean, you know, even in the first few days, if you have a new mum, you feed her, she'll feed the child. So have snacks ready to go, have water beside her so that she can sit back and learn how to feed and everything else. Dads are a huge important thing. And it's there is, when we're training, we do a lot about the dad's role and the partner's role, should I say. Because we are an inclusive organisation. And the partner's role is very, very important because you need support as a mother. And like, you know, daddies can do lots of things. Daddies can give baths. Daddies can do lots of things. Daddies can change nappies if they want. And daddies help maintain the relationship between mother and baby, which is very, very important.
Okay, and we're not off the hook. Tomorrow morning at Peckish in the Market here in Ennis from about 10 o'clock, Lelesh Legal will be hosting that coffee morning. An open invite, as you heard, from Dee Burke. Dee, thanks very much for coming into us this morning.
No problem.
Thank you. If it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.